Today's radio play, Green Tables, is based on a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. The slanting rays of the setting sun fall on the multicolored tile patio of the red and white stucco hacienda. Jagged tops of palms and palmettos throw a fringe of irregular shadows across the space reserved for dancing in the center of the ring of gaily umbrellaed tables. Waiters in red and gold jackets, bell-bottomed, silver-ornamented trousers, their ink-black hair pomaded to patent leather perfection, dart to and fro in the course of their duties. On a balcony overlooking a slightly raised terrace which serves as a stage, the sombreroed musicians play the old songs of Mexico. Inside the Vista Grande Casino, in a huge game room, smartly tuxedoed young men are lining up in squads at various points, getting ready to relieve their sports costume colleagues who are now handling the roulette, birdie cage, and blackjack tables. Over in one corner of the room, a beautiful girl watches a spinning roulette wheel.
The red three. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets on the red, on the black, odd or even. Your number may be the next to come up.
Put this on the red seven, please.
Sorry, madam. We are not allowed to place bets. It's the rule of the house. Sorry.
But I can't reach it from here.
Sorry, madam.
Helen, are you still here?
Hardy, I'm glad you arrived. Put this on the red seven for me, quick.
All bets placed.
But Mona, we've got to go quickly, Toddy. He's going to start the play.
Hey, wait a second, mister. You got another customer. Now, let her roll.
Listen, Mona, we've got to get Toddy. Watch the wheel.
The red nine.
Well, that's that. Now, listen, Mona, we simply got to get out of here.
Wait, Toddy, just one more play. Here goes my last dollar. Except train fare back to Los Angeles.
You mean our train fare?
Wait, banker.
Yeah, wait, hold everything. The little girl wants to take another ride.
The red seven again.
California, here we come, right back to where we started from. We hope. Mona, Mona, come
watch the wheel.
Okay, we might as well.
The black eight.
All right, Toddy, let's go.
Where?
What do you mean, where? Have you gone completely silly?
No, but you must have. Look at the time, after six. No can cross border tonight.
Heavens, that's right. So what are we going to do?
You put your beautiful head to work on that. Mine's just gone off duty.
Why didn't you warn me, Toddy? I hadn't any idea.
Why didn't I warn? Say, what do you think I was urging you to leave for? And me having a swell time at the bar with the nicest old man with side whiskers. Down to here.
Well, we'll have to spend the night someplace.
Is that the best that your head will do for you? But then maybe it just starts with the obvious and goes on from there.
You've always wanted to get a glimpse of Mexican moonlight. Toddy, here's your chance.
Yeah, but I didn't expect to see it from the bars of some local hoosgow.
Tijuana's not far away. We ought to be able to get there.
Not me. I don't mind hiking down Wilshire Boulevards in OLA at night. But that highway out there is something else again.
Well, we can't afford to stay here. It's Vista Grande. That's one sure thing.
Well, how about throwing ourselves at the mercy of the landlord?
Why not? There's no harm in trying. Oh, but I'm afraid he won't be interested. Where do you suppose he keeps himself?
We'll look for the grill windows of the bank. He's probably in there counting our money.
There's some grill windows over there.
And that's where we're heading for, Mona. Like the homing pigeons that we are. Well, here goes.
Oh, buenas noches, señorita. Buenas noches.
Same to you, señor.
Buenas noches, señor.
In what way can I be of service to the lovely señorita?
Are you the manager of the Vista Grande?
Sí, señorita. For 10 years now, I have had that honor.
Well, we hope you have it for 10 more.
Gracias, señorita. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Señor, we're in trouble.
Trouble?
Purely financial, señor. Purely financial.
Oh.
You see, we got so interested in roulette that we didn't notice the dime.
Uh-huh.
And so we are forced to remain in Mexico overnight.
We are honored beyond expression, señorita. I myself will see to it you are given the best accommodation.
What'd they tell you, Mona? I told you the manager fixed things up for us.
Si. I fixed everything up for you, senorita.
Well, that's just dandy, senor. Mona here was a little afraid that since we haven't any money left...
What did you say, senorita? No money?
Uh-uh. Now the cat's out of the bag. It's like this, senor. My system didn't work. I couldn't beat your wheel.
Are you accusing me of running a crooked casino, senorita?
No, senor.
Oh, far be it from us to even think of such a thing. We just came to see if you'd let us have a little credit.
Absolutely. No.
We didn't mean gambling credit, senor. We mean for a room.
I am very sorry to disappoint you, senorita. But that is impossible.
Say, senor. Senorita? You don't mind if we sit out in your front yard a little while and do some heavy thinking?
The patio is at your disposal, senorita. I must ask you to be excused.
One moment, senor. Isn't there some way in which we could earn a night's lodging?
I am very sorry, senorita. That also is impossible. Buenas noches.
Polite, but firm.
Hardy, what are we going to do?
I ourselves see on patio and meditate. Come on. Oh, I'd like Mexican singing better if it was in English.
Careful, someone might hear you and take offense.
That's all they could take from me.
This table here will be all right, Pedro.
Si, senor.
Mona, look at the color ad, man. Wow.
Toddy, he is a best-looking thing, isn't he?
Senoritas.
Uh-oh. Oh, that man's here again.
Please follow me, senoritas.
Certainly, senor. Toddy, what in the world?
Maybe we gave him some of the Lindbergh ransom money.
Well, senor?
Senoritas, a little while ago you asked me for help. Now I ask you to help me.
Don't tell me that the spinning wheel took you.
Toddy.
It has just been called to my attention that an Americano millionaire, Senor Parker, is here tonight with his secretary. But he has not been playing in the game room.
Oh, I begin to savvy, senor. You want us to take him down the line.
Como, senorita?
She means you want us to get him to gamble.
Like a lamb on the green.
Si, like a lamb on the green. The green pebble. Si.
Just turn this beautiful friend of mine loose on him, senor, and he'll melt like butter in a hot tamale.
That is just what I thought. And if you can get him to gamble, I will give you the best rooms in the house and a commission on his losses.
Okay, Mr. Grande. Where is this gold mine?
Come with me. I will show you. Come.
Smile, Mona, smile. Remember, the hometown depends on you.
Where is this millionaire, senor?
Let me see. Just a moment. Well, he was here. There he is.
Where?
Standing by that palmetto.
Hey. Why, he's as good as gone right now, senor.
I hope so. Well, good luck, senoritas. Good luck.
Well, I suppose I might as well start in, Dottie.
Relax, Mona. I'm taking this little job over myself.
You are? But you said that...
Yeah, I know, but that was before I saw the victim.
But he's not your type, Dottie. You like him young and handsome, like the Colorado man.
I know, but this is different. Beautiful? The Americano millionaire is the nice old man I was having fun with at the bar.
What?
See you later, Mona.
Toddy, wait. Deep.
I hate to see a fellow countryman lonely. May I have the pleasure of this dance?
Oh, the Colorado man.
I beg pardon.
I should be delighted.
You know, you dance divinely.
Thank you. A great deal depends on my partner.
A penny for your thought.
A penny? I'm afraid I'll have to raise more than that.
Well, tell me the thoughts and I'll raise the offer.
I can't dance and talk at the same time.
Well, we're right at my table. Suppose we sit down.
You won't be interested. I warn you.
Well, I'll take the chance. There now. Billy.
Well, to make a short story long, Toddie, well, that's my girlfriend. Toddie and I spent all our money except train fare and didn't notice the time it was until it was too late to get back across the border tonight.
Well, too bad for you, but awfully good luck for me.
We tried to excite sympathy from the manager, but it was no use. Then a few minutes ago, he asked me to work on a millionaire and get him to gamble. In return, he'd give us shelter.
So?
Well, just as the manager pointed the victim out to me, Toddie recognized him as a little playmate from the bar and left me standing where you found me.
Enter the hero.
Curtain.
Well, in between the acts, suppose you give me a synopsis of the plot. What's this millionaire look like?
Oh, he's an old man with side whiskers down to here. Not Toddie's type at all.
But your type?
Not socially, but for business, yes.
Will you show me the victim?
Of course. But I can't see why you're interested, Mr.
Just make it Don, Miss,
You may call me Mona, if you wish.
I do. And that isn't all I'm wishing.
Shall we go and look for Toddie and the victim?
Con gusto, con rapide, senorita. In other words, pronto.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets on the red, on the black, or even your number
will be the next. Well, do you see them, Mona?
There they are at that table. But they're not playing. They're simply watching.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
What do you mean?
Well, your friend will never get him to loosen the pocket purse strings. He hangs on to nickels until the Indian lets out war whoops.
How do you know?
A secretary knows all and tells nothing.
Oh, so that's who you are.
Why? Has there been some gossip about Mr. Parker's secretary?
No, of course not. We were told he had one.
Yes, they're the standard equipment for 1934.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter now?
I just happened to think how cold it'll be in that patio along about 4 o'clock in the morning.
You won't have to worry about that. You'll be in Betty By, snug as a bug in a rug.
Don't wake me up. I'm dreaming.
No, I mean it.
A fine chance there is of that with Charlie working on that old typewad.
Well, shall we play a little while?
You're a nice boy, Don. But I couldn't think of letting you lose all your week's salary.
Don't you worry about that. Parker will pay for our party.
I wish I could be sure of that.
Well, if Parker told you it would be all right, would you be satisfied?
Yes.
Well, Mona, it'll be all right.
Don, you're Mr. Parker.
Yes, but don't give me away. My secretary seems to be having too good a time.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Place your bets on the red, on the black, odd or even. Your number may come up next.
Be sure to read the interesting details of what happens in gambling clubs when they are revealed in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all first Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This story will be found under the title American Heiress, Europe's New Gambling Queen. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.
Thank you.